We're on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, and we'll begin the Gemara. The Gemara says the following: how did the Mishnah derive these dinim with regard to behemos, chayos, and ofos? Linafilas habar kesef yoshiv lebailov ksiv, and this is an extra ribui in the pasuk to come to tell us that the Baal HaBar is chayov for kol de is le bailin, for any animal that it has bailus. In other words, if Reuven owns a behema, he owns a chaya, he owns an oaf, and it falls into Shimon's bar, Shimon is chayev kedamor, as we learned on Daf Nun Dalet Omer Aleph. Lafroshas Har Sinai, what about the parsha of separating the animals from Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah? There it says in Shmos Yutes, in behema, in ish, lo yichye. So the Torah used the word behema, which is a general term. Vechaya bechlal behema havya. The word behema includes not only behema, but also chaya. And that's a general rule which applies all over Shas. You can find it in Chulin with regard to Macholos Asurus when the Torah says Vizos HaBehema Shatochlu, and yet in that same Pasuk in Parashas Re'eh it says HaTzvi, HaAyol, HaYachmor, these are all Chayos, and yet the Torah calls them Behema, Behemos. And now Im L'Rabos Esaofos. Since the Torah adds the word im behema, it comes to include ofos. So we cover the whole gamut, behema, chayin, of. L'tashlume kefel, as far as the parash of a ganav who pays kefel for all categories of animals, kidamridon, as the Gemara said earlier, and the full sugya is later on in Daf Samach Beis, that since at the beginning of the pasuk it says al kol dvar pesha, which is a klal, that comes to include kol dvar pshia, any kind of a gneva, and it doesn't matter whether it's a behema or a chaya or an oaf. Lashovas Aveda, in Parshas Kiteitzei Dvarim Chav Beis, the Torah says, V'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedas achicha, and the extra word kol is coming to include all types of animals, all types of objects, everything is included in the mitzvah of Hashovas Aveda. Now, as far as kefil is concerned, we have the pasuk al kol dvar pesha, and that comes to include even things that aren't alive, even inanimate objects. That's called kol dvar pshia. However, leprika, with regard to the mitzvah of helping someone take the burden off the back of the animal, yolif chamor mishabes, we have gzeirah shava. The pasuk chamar appears with regard to shvisas behemto b'shabbos. We have the pasuk chamar with regard to prika, and just like linyan shabbos, which we'll learn a little bit later on, all behemos, chayos, and ofos are included in the midst of shvisa. So too with regard to the mitzvah of prika, we include all animals, behema, chaya, and oaf. Now, with regard to Shabbos, we're not talking about a mitzvah of shvisa. We're talking about an iser not to do malacha with the three animals. With regard to prika, obviously we're talking about a mitzvah seh. Then we get to the case of lechasima. Yolif again, a gzer shor from Shabbos, but here it's shor shor. in the parish of Chasima, it says Lotachsam Shor B'disho, and in the parish of Shvisa Shabbos, Shor is singled out, to teach us that all animals are included in the Isur Chasima. Behema, Chaya, and Oaf. L'kilayim, we're talking about the Isur of Harisha with two categories of animals. So Gemara says, "I kilayim the harisha yolif shor shor mishabes." In the parish of Kilayim, the Torah prohibits using a shor together with a chamor, and the word shor teaches us through the gzeirah of Shabbos that just like in the Isur Melechet Shabbos, it includes all behemos, all chayos, and all ofos. So too with regard to the Isur of harisha of Kilayim. The same is true, it's all inclusive. Ikelayim deharba, with regard to the Isur of inbreeding, which the Torah says in Vayikra Yutes, Behemtchalo Tarbia Kilayim, that's the Isur of Harbas Kilayim. So we have the Pasuk says Behemtcha. Is Yolif behemtcha behemtcha mishabbos, because in Shabbos also, with regard to Shvisa Shabbos, the Torah says v'sharcha v'chamorecha v'chamorcha v'chol behemtecha. Same word v'chol behemtecha. V'gavi Shabbos minola. Now we go back to the source itself. How do we know that the Isur of working an animal on Shabbos includes not only behema but also chaya and ov? The Sanya, we have a Braiser of Yossi Omer Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. B'divros Horishonos in Parshas Yisro, the Torah says, Nemar Avdecha Va'amoscha Ubem Techa. The Torah didn't bother adding Shor V'chamor, it just says Bem Techa. U'B'divros Achronos in Parshas Vaschana, Nemar Vishorcha v'chamorcha v'chol behemtecha. So the Bryce explains, follow shor v'chamor v'chol kol behema hayu. Why did the Torah have to mention specifically shor v'chamor, since these are types of animals included under behemtecha? V'lomi yotzu. So why did the Torah have to specify that? Lomar lecha ma shor v'chamor ha'omer kan. Chaya v'ov, kayotze ben. With regard to Shabbos, chaya v'ov has the same din as shor v'chamor. Af kol, wherever the Torah mentions shor v'chamor, chaya v'ov, kayotze ben. Now wait a second. The Braisa assumes a premise without clarifying this premise. Namely, that Chaya V'Ov is included in the Isur of Moloch on Shabbos. The Torah doesn't say Chaya V'Ov. So the Gemara now asks, how do you know, how does the Braisa know that with regard to Shabbos, Chaya V'Ov are included in the Isur? One of the Yud Gimel Midos Shator and Jeshus Behem is klal uprat. When the Torah gives you a general rule and then it specifies, then the prat is limiting the klal. Is ema behema bedibros harishonos klal shorcha v'chamorcha bedibros hachronos prat klal uprat ein b'klal amashe b'prat. Since the Torah says behemtecha as a general statement, and then it specifies shor v'chamor, the Torah is really telling me that this behemtcha only includes shor v'chamor that are spelled out in the pasuk. With regard to them, the chiyuv of shvisa applies. Midi yachmini lo, but other bali chayim are not included. Amri, so the Gemara says the following. Afterwards, the Torah says v'chol behemtecha d'dibros achronos. Is chaz of a klal. There's a second klal. So we have the first klal that's engendered by behema and the dibros rishonos. We have the second klal, which is the finale of this mitzvah in the Dibros Hachronos V'chol Be'emtecha, and sandwiched between the first klal and the second klal, we have the Prat of Shor V'chamor. And that's called Chozar V'kolal. Klal u'prat u'klal iyat adon elkeina prat, ma prat mefurish balichayim, af kol balichayim, since the prat includes all what's common to the prat of Shor V'chamor is that they're both animals, they're both balichayim. The klal prat u'klal is coming to teach us that all balichayim are included in this chiv of shvisas behema, or the iser of being oved malacha with these animals. But wait a minute, the Gemara says there's something very specific about Shor V'chamor, a commonality between the two of them. The Emo, let's assume Ma Prat Mefurish Dorishin Ivlasa Metame B'Magu V'Masa. In the case of Shor, in the case of Chamor, we're dealing with Tumas Nevela, which means that the carcass of these animals is Metame through Mago and Masa. Af Kol Dorishin Ivlasa Metame B'Masa U'Masa B'Magu U'Masa. And it's coming Lafuki to exclude Aval Ofos Lo. The nevela of an oaf is not metame, neither b'mago nor b'maso. So then, we don't have a ribui here for oaf. Amri, the Gemara answers, im kain, if the Torah wanted to include in this prat only that which is metame b'mago u'b'maso, is nichtov rachmona chad prota. The Torah could have specified either Shor or Chamor, that would have been sufficient. We would have equated, or by analogy, compared everything to this specific animal, whether it be a Shor or a Chamor. And then, we would have said the following, that only that which is Metame, Tumas, Magu, Masa, Benevela, is included in this Chiyuv. And the Torah could have sufficed by using either Shor or Chamor. From the fact that the Torah added the second category of an animal, whether it's Shor or Chamor, it matters not. It means that the Torah is trying to expand it to include all Balichayim. And the Gemara rejects that. Hey, Nichtov Rachmana, which of the two should the Torah have spelled out? Ikos Rachmana Shor, Havamina. We would have said Shor is unique, Karev L'Gabim is Be'ach, and therefore the mitzvah applies only to that which is Karev L'Gabim is in. But Shein Karev L'Gabim is Be'ach lo, other Bali Chaim, which cannot be brought on the Mizbeach, like a Chamor, because it's an Isur Tumah, it's not Mimashki Yisrael, and it's not Royal Karban, it's not included in the Chiyuv, is Kosav Rachmona Chamor. The Torah had to add Chamor. Oh, you might ask me the other way. The Kosav Rachmona Chamor, let the Torah say Chamor, and then I would certainly include Shor. No, Hava Mina, I would have said Kadosh Bibechora in She'ein Kadosh Bibechora Lo. What's unique about Chamor? We discussed this at great length yesterday in the Suya on the afternoon Dalet Amud Aleph, is that Chamor engenders a Kedushas Bechor, the Bechor that's born, the firstborn to the Chamor has Kedushas Bechor, but Balichayim, which don't have Kedushas Bechor, are not included in this Chiyuv. For example, Shor would not be included, because of Rachmona Shor. So therefore the Torah had to write both Shor v'Chamor. But what's common again to both Shor v'Chamor is that the Nevela is Metame B'Magu V'Masa. We no longer have a source for Ov. And the Gemara answers, Ela V'Chol B'Emtecha. When the Torah added the word V'Chol, Ribuyahu, that's a separate ribuy to expand the chiyuv of Meleches Behemto to include even oaf. So the Gemara says, V'chol hecha, the kosav rachmana kol ribuyahu. The premise is that the word kol is always a ribuy. V'hagavi meiser, ksiv, kol. We have a pasuk kol in the parasha of meiser. V'kadarshinalei bichlal uprat. And we use the Lashon Kol not for a ribui, but rather for a klal within the context of klal, pratu klal, the sign we learned in a braisa. With regard to that which you take with Kesef Maaser Sheni, by Kesef Maaser Sheni, which is brought to Yerushalayim, and you buy food. So the Torah says in Parashas Re'eh, in Tvarim Yudal V'Nasata, Kesef B'chol Asher Tava Nafshecha. Klal. The word B'chol is a klal. That you can basically use the most of Maaser Sheni for anything. Then it says in the next part of the pasuk, "Babakar uvatzon uvayayin ubashechar." The Torah specifies four categories: bakar tzon, yayin and shechar prat. You're only allowed to use mos, maaser sheni, Yerushalayim for those four, but not anything else. Then it says in the next part of the pasuk, "Uvechol asher tish'olcha nafshecha." Again, the word bechol. Kol is cause of a kol, another klal. Klal prat uklal iatada en elo keena prat. Ma prat mefurish pri mi pri gidule karka. Af kol pri mi pri vigidule karka. So we have yayin and shechar, and these are derivatives of peros. We have bakar and son, which is also categorized and described as pre-mi-pri. So we have first yain v'shecha, that's pre-mi-pri, because you take anovim, you take grapes, which is a pre, and you extract the yain from the anovim, that's pre-mi-pri. Shechar comes from tamarim, they used to make beer out of dates, that's also pre-mi-pri. And then you have the velados that are born from an animal, that's called pre-mi-pri. And all these specific four cases are all gidulei karka. They all grow from the ground. Or at least they all sustain themselves by eating from the ground. And it means that animals eat the grass that grows on the ground, from the ground. Is therefore af kol primi pri gdui karka, anything can be bought with the kesef maaser sheni as long as it's primi primi gdui karka. But let's say, for example, water or salt, or for example, certain types of mushrooms that grow straight from the ground, but there's no primi pri element here, and they're not nizonin from the ground itself. These are all excluded. They don't come under the category of this prat of primi privi gdui karka. Or, for example, fish that do not sustain themselves from the karka. They're not included in b'chol asher tishalcha nafshecha. And therefore, the kol is not a ribui to include everything, but rather it's a klal prat uklal, which means that we have to be ke'ein haprat. And so, too, in the case of Melech HaShabbos, the kol cannot possibly include all Balei Chayim, even if they don't have the Tumas Masa, the Tumas Maga, the Nevela that we spoke about, they don't have Kedushas, the Chora that we mentioned. So the kol is not an automatic ribui to expand and include it to everything. Amri the Gemara answers that in the case of Maisa, the Torah says, Bichol, that's a klal, that's klola. But here in the case of Shabbos, it says kol, and that's a ribuye, that's a ribuye. So the Gemara now classifies Bichol as opposed to kol. In the parasha of Shabbos, it says kol bem techo, that's a ribuye. In the parasha of Maisa, it says Bichol asher tava nafshecha, that is a klal paru klal. The Gemara offers a second answer. Ibois Ema Kol Nami Klolahu. Even Kol, which we find in the case of Shabbos, is a klal and should be used for a drasha of klal pradu klal. Mu Hai Kol Dehacha. But here, in the case of Shabbos, we have an exception to the rule Ribuyehu. It's called a ribuy. Why? Midahav Leil Michtav Ubehemtecha. Kinexiv b'divros rishonos v'kosav v'chol behemtecha. If you compare the word behemtecha in the first set of divros in Parashas Yisro to the word v'chol v'hemtcha, that phrase in the second set of Dibros and Parshas v'schani, you'll notice a difference between the two. In the first set of Dibros, it says u'behemtcha, yet in the second set of Dibros, it says v'chol v'hemtcha. That v'chol is coming to be marba all balichaim, including ofos. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Hashta di amrit kol ribuyehu. Now that you're telling me that the word kol in kol behemtcha in the dibro sachronis parashas vaskanon is marba ol balichayim, so behemtcha di dibro sarichonos vishar v'chamor di dibro sachronos lomali. In other words, if the word kol is a ribuy to expand the scope of a meleches behemtcha on Shabbos to include all behemoth, chayis, and ofos, then drop the original klal, drop the prat, and let's just derive it straight away from the ribui. So in the first set of Adibros, we started with a klal of behemtecha. In the second set of Adibros, the Torah singled out shor v'chamor. Why the Torah need this? It's all superfluous. And the Gemara answers, Amri, shor l'agmure, shor l'chasima. You remember that in the parasha of Lo Sach Som Shor B'Disha, we needed a Gzeres Shava to expand the Iser Lav of Chasima to include Chaya and Ov. That Gzeres Shava is derived from the X word Shor in the parasha of Melech HaShabbos. Why do we need the extra Chamor in the parasha of Melech HaShabbos? Chamor Lagmure, another Gzeres Shava, Chamor Chor Lefrika, to teach us that the mitzvah of prika applies by virtue of this gezeirah shavah to Shabbos to all bali chayim. Now we go back and ask, well, what about behemtecha as a klal in the first dibros in parashas Yisro? Behemtecha lagmuri, behemtecha lekalayim, that the iser of kalayim applies to all animals, meaning all bali chayim, by virtue of the gzeirah shavah between behemtecha and Shabbos and behemtecha in kilayim. Ihachi, the Gemara says, if that be the case, that the isa charisha and hanahog of a kilayim is derived from gzeirah shavah of Shabbos, is afilu adam litzar, the isur of charisha should apply even in the case of adam. In other words, let's say a man is pulling a wagon, and together with the man, there's an animal, a behemoth, a chaya, that's also pulling the animal. Should we assume that even Adam is included by virtue of this gzeres shavah between the Isur Charish of Kalayim and the Isur Melech HaShabbos in this Isur? Because with regard to Shabbos, the Torah says, Lo sasa kol melocha atah, so we have Eved V'Yoma that are included together with Behema in the Iser of Malacha. So that man is also included in the Iser Malacha of Shabbos. So too by virtue of the Gzeres Shavah of Behemtecha, in the case of Kalayim, we should prohibit an Iser Kalayim with man and an animal. But Alama Tanan, and yet we have a Mishnah in Kalayim in the 8th parak that says just the opposite. Adam mutarim kulam lachrosh v'limshoch. Man can join together with any species of animal in plowing the land, in pulling some sort of very heavy wagon or weight. Amar Rav Papa, Papunoi yadi taim elohom milsa. We can find out the answer to this question from Papunoi, from some chacham who comes from Papuna. Umanu, who is that? Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, he will reveal the answer to this question because he comes from Pupanoi. He's a Pupanoi. Omar Kro, the Torah says at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Leman Yonuach Avdecha V'amoscha Kamocha. And what is this equation? The Pasuk is telling us that only with regard Lehanocha Hikashtiv, the Chiv of Shvisa and the Chiv of Menucha includes within it an equation that encompasses both Behema and Eved V'Oma, meaning a human being, but V'Lola Dover Acher, the Torah says no, that this equation between man, who's Eved V'Oma, and the animals in the Chiv Shvisa, that's only vis-a-vis minucha, but v'lo l'dover achil, not for anything else, meaning not for charishas odu v'behema. So there's a special miut in the parasha of the mitzvah of shvisa, the mitzvah of minucha, that comes to exclude or limit, circumscribe the gzeirah shava between kelayim and the Yisra Shabbos, and to bump off Adam. So Adam is allowed to be choreshed together with the behema, and it's not called kelayim. Now, once the sugya has described and discussed the divrei rishonos and the divrei achronos as far as Shabbos is concerned, the Gemara now wants to clarify the different lashonos with regard to the first set of dibros, the second set of dibros, with regard to kibud av ha'em. Shal Rabbi Chanina ben Agil, es Rabbi Chia bar Abba, mitnei mad the dibros are lashonos in parshas Yisro. It says lo nemar bahen tov. The pasuk l'man yitav lecha, which promises the reward for kibud av ha'em, is omitted. Ubedibras Achronos in Parshas Veschanon, and here we're turning to Daf Nun Heyam and Aleph. Nemar Bahen Tov. In the midst of Kibud Av Ha'em, it says in Dvarim Perik Hey, Kavedes Avich Vasimech Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha Leman Yarichun Yomecho Leman Yitav Loch. Amalo Rav Chiya Bar Abba answers him, Ad Shata Shoaleni Lama Nemar Bahen Tov. Shalini im nemar ben tov im lav. Sheni yodea im nemar ben tov im lav. You know, you're assuming that it says tov in the Aseres Adibros. Where does it say tov in Aseres Adibros? So if you look at Tosin Bava Basra, he's going to ask the question, I mean, how is it possible that Rav Chiya didn't see the word tov in the Aseres Adibros? It says Laman Yitav Lecha. That's pretty explicit. And is it possible that there were Amoraim who weren't Bekim and Psukim? They didn't know the Psukim in itself. But the answer is that Rav Chiya Bar Abba had a suffix when it says in Parshas Yisro. Is that different than what it says in Parshas Veschanon? When we compare and contrast the first set of dibros to the second set of dibros, in the Rishonos it doesn't say tov. In the Achronos it says tov. Meaning this is an exception to the rule. This is a separate halach, if you will, in Aseres Adibros. Meaning, although you don't find the word tov in the dibros Rishonos, the dibros Achronos is an expansion to embellish or to specify exactly what was given in the Dibros Rishonos. And the Gemara's conclusion is no, that it doesn't say Tov in the Dibros Rishonos for a very specific reason. And that's what the Gemara says. And we'll read it inside now. Klach Eitzel Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chaniloi Shayarogil Eitzel Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Shayaboki Bagada. In order to shed light on this mystery, we have to go back a tradition, back to Rabbi Yeshua. He was the Baki. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the expert in Agadata. Ozil Agabe, Rabbi Chanina, in fact, went to Rabbi Tanchum and he asked him, Omer Lei, he said, Mimenu I heard from Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lo Shamati, I didn't have a specific answer to this question, but I did get the answer to this riddle. Elakach Omar Li Shmuel Bar Nachum Achi Imo Shel Rav Acha Berabbi Chanina V'Amri Le Avi Imo Shel Rabbi Achi Berabbi Chanina Hoel V'Sofon Lehishtaber. Since eventually the first set of luchos will be broken, therefore the word Tov was omitted. And today, of course, although it's a Nidche, is the day in which we read the Slichos and we commemorate the breaking of the luchos. So it's very nice that we're learning this Gemara here in Bava Kamma Nun Hey on Shivasa B'Tamuz. So the Gemara says, but he's so fun, l'shtaber my hafi, okay. So the in truth, the first set of luchos will be broken. Why is that a justification for omitting the word tov? Amar Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi answers, chas v'shalom poska tova b'Yisrael. If the word Tov would have been written on the first set of luchos, which were broken, it would have, chas v'shalom, indicated that there's going to be a breakage of Tov, that Tov itself will be nifsak, will be in a sense uprooted or terminated. The Achronim ask a kasha, but the Torah does say l'man yarichun yomecha, even though it's going to be broken. So what are you going to say, that Pascha arichas yomim v'Yisrael, that there won't be arichas yom chas v'shalom in Yisrael? And he answers that the Pashtus HaPasuk, this is the Torah's Chaim, indicates that the Pasuk is not really coming to promise and guarantee us arichas Chaim, because at the end of the Pasuk it says, Al ha'adomash Hashem el kechenosein loch, which means that the real avtocha is that they will live securely in the land for an extended period of time, and that really through the Shavuos Halichos symbolically indicating that they would be nifsak, that they would go into golos. So as far as the Shavuos Halichos Rishonis is concerned, to say that no other nation would control them and exile them, that's not true. There would, the first Luchos Rishonos Aleman Yerichan Aladomas, those will be broken. But Tov, well, that's going already too far. Now that the Gemara has mentioned Tov in the second set of Dibros, the Gemara expands its discussion on Tov. And the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yoshua, Haroeh Tes Bechalomo, if a person sees the letter Tes in his dream, Simon Yofalo, that's a good sign. Tes is a remez, it's an allusion to Tov and to Tova. My taima, Ilay Mishum Dechziv Tov, if because of the word Tov, Ema, but I have other words where the Tes appears and they're not so good, they forebode evil. For example, the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, V'tatesi V'matavte Hashmeid. Hashmeid means it will be destroyed. So we're talking about evil. And that's written with the tough, the tes. The Gemara says, you know what? Don't interpret the word vitateseya as a remez for ra. Chad tes kamrinan. You're right. When the pasuk, the word in the Torah has one tes, that indicates tov. But here the word has two tesim, and that's the exception to the rule. The Gemara says that's not really true. Emo, we could perhaps say that the remez of the pasuk of tum'asa b'shuleha in Eicha, referring to the chatoim of Yushalayim, that's a lashon ra, even though it's only one tes. And the Gemara answers, tes beis kamrinan, where Yeshua was referring to the two letters of tes beis. If he sees in his dream both a tes and a beis, that's already a remez, a message to him that there will be tov. Tum'asa b'shuleha has only a tes. The Gemara says, Emo, but still, what about the pasuk in the second chapter of Eicha? There it says, tovu ba'aretz sha'areha. And that's a reference and allusion to the Churban of Yerushalayim, and there's a tes and a beis ella, but rather what he sees in his dream is hoel uposaf akasav letova tchila. The reason why a person who sees a tes in his dream, that's a siman yafalo, is that's only because the letter tes is the first letter. For the first time ever that tes makes its appearance in the Torah, it's Lutova. How do we know this? Shremi Bracious Ad Vayar Elokim Esa'or Lotziv Tes. The first time the tes appears in the Torah, from Bracious and on, is the Pasuk Vayar Elokim Esa'or Ki Tov. And the word tes there is Tov, is goodness. So again, it has nothing to do with a combination thereof of tes and beis, which we said before is the letters of tov, and therefore we ask the question about tes and beis in the klola, the catastrophic promise of tovu ba'aretz sha'areha, but rather just the letter tes itself. Again, not just because tes represents the word tov, but because tes itself, in the very first time it appears in the Torah, is tov. V'yom Rabbi Shub ben Levi, aroa hesped bechalomo, if a person sees a hesped in his dream, that's also a simon, that's also a symbol to him. Chasu olav min hashamayim ufida'uhu. The word hesped is symbolic of the tevos chas upada, chasu upida'uhu. Hashem had compassion on him and redeemed him. But that only is if he sees those letters of hesped written on Iksav. If he hears it from someone, that's not a remez. Now the Gemara goes back to our Mishnah after that little digression of Agadita, and the Gemara wants to speak about the Iser Harbas Kelayim. The Torah says Behemtecha Lo Sarbia Kelayim in Vayikra Yutes in Parshas Kedoshim, and then V'chein Chayav Yov Chayotzev, and the Mishnah says that the Iser of Harbas Kelayim applies not just to Behemah but also to Chayav Yov from Reish Lakish. Kan Shona Rebbe. This is where Rebbe described or formulated in our Mishnah the Iser of being Marbiya, two types of Ophos, and it comes under Kelayim. And it means that Tarnagol Vitavos Ufisione Kelayim Zebazet. There are three categories here of birds, which if you mix breed them, cross breed them, you violate the Iser Kelayim. And of course, one might ask what these specific animals are. A tarnagoles, we know, is a hen. A tavos, we're not sure what a tavos is. If you look in the Aruch, he describes it as a min of asher znova nelas mole einayim meguvanim shonim, some sort of perhaps a peacock. And Pisioni, Rashi says, is a Slav, a kind of a pheasant. So the Gemara says, Pshita, why would you have a Havmin that there's no Iser Kelayim? These are three species of birds. What was the Chiddush here of Reish Lakish? Om Rav Chaviva, Mishum Derabu, Bahadi Hadadi. There's a certain similarity, a certain closeness, an interconnectedness, if you will, between these species of birds, and we might think that they're not separate species. Ma'od Tema might say min chadu, they all belong to one category. And why is this? Mishum derabu behadi hadadi. Rashi explains, not here, but in Masechta Brachos, rabu pirish gadlu, that they grow together. The Meiri also says rabu bade adai pirish regilim zetzeh, that you'll find them all together. The Rashba writes in the name of the Raifit that the Gemara has in mind that Megadol Efrochov Shalzeh Vizeh, that one of these species will grow and nurture the little fledglings of the other species. Is Kamash Malan, that's the Chiddush Reish Lakish? No. Despite this close affiliation and intimacy between these different Minim, they still remain three different Minim, and therefore there's an Iser of Harbas Kelayim with regard to these three species of birds. Omar Shmuel, Avaz, the Avaz Habar, these are different types of ducks. There's a duck that grows more or less amongst human beings in what we call the Yishuv, and then there's an Avaz, a duck that you'll find out there in the bar, in the wilderness. And they are both separate minim, and therefore kelayim zebazeh. You're not allowed to be marbia one duck with another, even though they both belong to a general category of avazim. By the way, the Prima Gadim in Yoredeh proves from our sugya that an avaz habar is an of tahar, because with regard to of tameh, then for sure there would be there's no Chiddush of Shmuel. It's Pshita that there would be an Iser Kelayim with the Avaz Hayishuv, which is an Ov Tar. The Chassam Sofer claims that that's not a proof. because you can't be machshir avaz habor b'achila, because we don't have a mesores on the avaz habor. This opens up the whole question of mesores. Maskif lo rabba bar bar rav chanan. My taima, why are these two kinds or categories of avazim considered to mean him for the Yisrael Bas Kalayim? Ilem mishum dahai arich koe. One has a long nose, a long beak. Vahai zutar koe. One has a shorter chartov. His Gemara says, Olmiato, according to that logic, gamal parsa, vigamal taya. So there were camels that came from Persia, there were camels that came from the Arabic lands. Maybe there should be an Issur Kelayim in these two species of gamla, of gamalim. Why? Dahai olim koe. One has a very thick neck, vahai katin koe. The other has a short, stubby neck. Is this called kelayim? So we look at the animal, we see a slight difference in its shape, in its anatomical structure, and it becomes a species unto itself. These are bars kelayim. Ela Omar Abaye. Abaye says there's a different simon to the fact that these are two different minim, not because one has a short beak and the other has a long beak, but rather Zeb Beitz of Mibachutz, Zeb Beitz of Mibifnim. There is a very profound difference between the way the animal functions and the way the organs are situated. In the case of the Avaz Habar, the male testicles are found on the outside, whereas in the case of the Avaz of the Yishuv, you will not find these Beitzim on the outside. Rav Papa offered a different simon. Ha te'una chada be'a b'shichala v'ha te'una kama be'a b'shichala. We're talking about the female avaz, and there's a distinction here in the females, because in the case of the female of the avaz habar, it only carries one of its eggs at a time, and only after it hatches, after it gives birth to one egg, then does it produce a second egg. But with regard to the avaz of the yishuv, the female carries within it many eggs at the same time. Now again, we go back to our Isra Arbas Kalayim in the Mishnah with regard to Behema Chayavi Of. Omar Rab Yirmiya, Omar Eish Lakish, Hamar Bia, Shnei Minim Shebayam. If he crossbreeds two types of animals that grow, that develop in the yam, and if you take a look here in Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Mar Bia, he quotes the Ri, who says that you should change the girsay from Mar Bia to Manhig, Shnei Minim Shebiyam, and that's based on the Yerushalmi and Kalayim, that you can't be Mar Bia two species of fish. The Tosfos defends our girsa. He's not willing to accept the change of the Ri, because rak dogim yefshar l'arbiya v'min chayu shebiyam. Yeah, there's a difference between fish in the water and animals in the water, mammals in the water. With regard to mammals in the water, there is harba, and therefore we can talk about min chaya, which has harba, even though it lives in the water. That's what Tosfos insists. And Rabbi Yirmiyah says in the name Reish Lakish that in such a case of harba, spali chayim agdelim biyam loke, gets malchus for violating the Yisrael Arbas Kalayim. My time and the reason for this, Omer Rav Ada bar Ava, Mishmei de'ula, Asya limineu limineu miyabosha. This is Xerah Shava, because we find the word limineum not only with regard to the species of animals that live on the dry land, but even with regard to animals that live in the water. The pasuk says at the beginning of the Torah in Bereishis Al Vayivrol Kimis Ataninim Agdolim, the Eskol Nefesh Achayro Mesesh Arshartzu Hamayim limineum. So that word limineum is a reference to those animals that live in the water. And in the next part of the pasuk it says, "Ves kol of kanof limineu," And that's a reference to animals that live on dry land. And yet it says the same word, liminehu. Just like the minim in the dry land are asurim, are prohibited in our vaskalayim, the same thing applies to the minim that live in the sea. And they also are subject to the Isur Harbas Kelayim. The Gemara now has another question about the Isur Harbas Kelayim. Boy, Rachva had a suffek. He vacillated about the following question. Hamanhig be'iza v'shibuta. These are types of karon laz v'dog. So you'll notice that Rashi adds these words, kashar karon. Karon is a wagon. So we're not talking about harbas kalayim, we're talking about hanhagas kalayim. I think I mentioned that, but I want to emphasize that. So we're shifting within kalayim from one section or one subject to another. Now, hamshochas karon or kesher karon, he's talking about an aes and a dot. Now, we're talking about a dag, a type of a fish that's saf b'mayim. It floats on the water, and somehow he's able to hook that up, that fish, to a karon, some sort of a carriage, and to an aes, to a goat. And somehow on the sfas hayom, on the shore, this fish that lives in water is able to, together with this goat that lives on land, to carry the karon, mahu. Is there a violation of the Isra and August Kelayim? And now he goes into detail explaining his suffek and why he vacillates. Mi amri, and should we say, kevan de Isra lo nachis biyam. The goat is not going to go down into the water. Vishibuta lo solik li yabasha. And this fish, on the other hand, will not go up on the land. Lo chlum of it. He's really not violating the iser of hanhagas karon al yidei shneihem. Why? Because they're each separate. They live in different parts of the globe, of the universe, of the earth. O dilma, shall we say, but at the end of the day, hashta miyas kamanhig. The work is being done by both of them, albeit in two different areas, one in the water and one on the dry land. That itself is considered hanhaga Yachtov, and he violates the Isur of Hanhagas Kelayim. The Gemara asks, Maskifle, Ravina, Ravina asks, Elamiata, if you're telling me that there's a possibility, logically, according to Rachva, that there is a violation of the Isur of Hanhagas Kelayim Yachtov, even though they're in two different parts of the globe, is then Chiber Chito Sa'ora Biyodo, Vizora Chito Ba'aretz. What happens, and again we're talking about Eretz Yisrael here, if he would take a chita and siora, a grain, a seed of wheat and barley in his hand, and then he would plant the chita ba'aretz, u'saora b'chutz la'aretz, and he plants the saora, it's all in one hand. So there's like parallel to one hanhaga, but it's in two lands. It's in Eretz Yisrael, that's where he plants the chita, and over the boundary, again, you ravish mamish on the boundary, he plants the saora. Should that be a violation of kelayim? Because he's got a chita and saora in one yad. And who cares about the fact that it's in two lands? So the Gemara answers, Hachi hashta, Hachinami de mechayv, should he be chayv? The Gemara answers, Amri Hachi hashta, there's no comparison. Hasam in the case where he plants a chita in Eretz Yisrael and a sa'or in Chutz La'aretz, there for sure he's potter. Why? Because Eretz makom chiyuva, Chutz La'aretz lo makom chiyuva. Eretz Yisrael is a machayev in Zrius Kelayim, but in Chutz La'aretz that's not a makom of machayev. There's no chiyuv on Zrius Kelayim in Chutz La'aretz. So you cannot tell me that he planted two minim in a makom isur. He only planted the chita in a makom isur, so there's no kelayim in a makom isur in Eretz Yisrael hacha. But here, in the case of hanhaga, where he was able to draw this wagon by the combination of two forces, one of the a's of the goat on the abosh, and one of the dag, the fish in the water, idi v'idi chiyuvo, they're both chayovim. In other words, we said that mini abosha, mini dogim have an isur kelayim. as far as Hanhoga. So the fact that he was manig one single wagon, one karon, through two species of animals, that itself could constitute a violation of the Iser Harbas Kelayim. For example, let's say he was manig a sfina through two types of dogim, he would be chayv mishum kelayim and Hanhoga. Because the Iser Kelayim and Hanhoga applies to too many dogim. And you'll take a look at Tosfos, who derives this from the Gzeir Shova Mineu Mineu, from Chayos Yabosha to Chay Shabiya. And therefore, if he's manig, an aiz and a dog, each of which is nitfas, is included in the Iser Chiyuv of Arbaas Kalayim, then we should say he's Chayv Mishum Iser Kalayim. That has nothing to do with the case where in one yad he was Zorea Achito in Eretz Yisrael and a Sa'ora in Chutzlartz. Chutzlartz is not a Machayev in the Iser of Klai Zroim. Klai Zroim is a mitzvah tuli baretz and only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Hadron Alecha Shor Shenoka Chesapora. And here we begin the Perek Shishi Hakones Son Ladir, a Perek that's going to be dedicated, at least in the first part, to the Chiyuv Shmira for Shein Veregel, and cases of a Shomer who fills in for the Chiyuv Shmira, cases of a Gazlan who steals the animal, now he becomes responsible for the Shmira of Tzon, and B'li Neder Mirtz Hashem will begin this Perek tomorrow.